That, although Robin Thicke had gone a little bit creepy, I felt, really. And it, do you think he went a bit creepy, yeah, Robin Thicke? He did, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you know why? Because he dumped his wife.
I see it a bit sinister around the edges.
Yeah, he was, because he was gone off with, like, a girl that looks, well, I know it's always nice for fellas to go out with a younger woman, but she's about, she looks about sort of 17.
Living the dream.
Legal. Yeah, living the dream. Rock and roll. Now, yeah, that's what everybody wants in their life. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Matt and Harry from the Electric Child House, who are a fantastic band. Got to see them last year at the Brentwood Festival as I was standing on the stage filming them like some stalker. And they've come in to talk about their debut EP. I can't believe it's a debut EP. I thought you'd already got albums out.
Yeah, no, it's just the first one we've released. We've deliberately waited a little bit, like, of time to release it. Crafted our sound a little bit, I suppose.
Now, you are on lead vocals, guitar.
Yep.
And Harry, your drums.
Yep.
So, come on, what's it like being the drummer in the band? Because they always, but drummers get really bad stick, don't they? Do you like that?
Irony. Nice.
Thank you.
The hardest part is the fact that everybody else thinks they can play drums better than I can in the band.
Yeah, people always do that.
Yeah, so when you're trying to, like, write songs and stuff, everyone just assumes that they're better. I mean, you should see Matt play.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's uncomfortable at best.
Bonham.
Is he any good on drums or not?
It's uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, painful.
Yeah, painful. Yeah.
It's the thing is, nobody would go over to him and pick up his guitar and say, "Can I?" Because well, people on drums,
you say that.
Yeah, I'm probably the best guitarist in the band as well. So there's an uncomfortable vibe in the room. Yeah.
So how did you all get together? When did the band actually start up, and how did you all meet?
Well, the band started about 10 years ago. Now it was me and Ronnie. Originally, it wasn't really a band, it was just sort of, I'd met Ronnie through my brother Ollie, and he was like, let's start a band up together, and it took us about 7 years to get to get a band going, always sort of jammed and stuff, and about 3 years ago, we got Harry in, because his band had just split up right at the right time for us, and George we knew from down at the White Rooms, he's been working down there for years, he's Mark's nephew. And I've known Aaron since I was six, primary school, and we got in a room and it sort of worked, yeah. Like, me and Ronnie have been in other sort of, other forms of the band, but nothing had ever felt as sort of right as this.
Yeah. And do you all, because it is difficult when you get in a band, is to get the personalities to gel together to keep things going. Yeah. So you're quite a tight sort of unit. There's no kind of, you know.
Yeah, there's no.
Unless you're going to tell Harry's going today, aren't you? Just looked over there. I was like, sorry.
My tenure's up.
Take your drums and clear off.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you get together in the studio and you're writing songs, how do you, as like, there's so many, five of you, isn't there?
Yeah.
How do you actually sort of sit down and start writing? Is it like the guitars, or is it you'd get a drum feel, or do you all write together?
It sort of varies, really. Sometimes it might come off George and Harry just having a jam, and then we go from there. Other times, sort of, Ronnie will have a guitar part, I'll have a guitar part, and then sometimes I've just got sort of a rough vocal idea, and we just build it up from there. Bit of a long process, but we sort of like to explore everything when we're writing.
Did you start off singing, sort of doing covers? So is that what you started
off
doing?
No, never. Me and Ronnie always have sort of worked on our own stuff rather than doing covers. I remember when we was about 16, Ronnie was obsessed with doing a cover of The Bucket by Kings of Leon, but that never materialised.
How are you thinking? Thank God for that. Now, we're going to play three tracks. I'm going to try and get three tracks in, because they're such a good band, and hopefully next time they come in. I know it's difficult, but, you know, bring a little drum and a guitar and just
try. Yeah, we'll do next time.
But it's difficult. Yeah. I know it's the thing when you're a band, it's difficult to sort of like come in and, you know, well, you could all set up if you like. I don't mind. Now, we're going to play a track. First track we're going to play is actually called Juice. This is from the album, which is due out on the 15th of June on the white label. And it's called, the album's called Gucci Gucci Coo. Have I got that right?
Because
I have a speech impediment. I'll ask you about the name of the album. So tell us about Juice. What the song's about?
Juice, it's about sort of a love that you can't shake in many ways. It's sort of a little bit sort of, not necessarily about a boy and a girl, but something that you're in love with that maybe you shouldn't be.
Right, here we go. Here's Electric Child House with Juice.
Yeah!
That's Electric Child House with Juice, taken from their debut EP. They're a Brentwood band. Now, Bob Simpson came in, who's not officially on air till 1 o'clock, but thanks very much for joining in with my interview. Now, I just need to ask, you're all local, Essex boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Brentwood. Killer's from Brentwood.
Collier Row.
Yep.
And he's from Collier Row.
Isn't that the posh bit, Collier Row?
No, that's Coolio, Gangster's Paradise.
Very good.
Oh, George is from Raynham, yep. And Ronnie's from the Hill. Ronnie Mitchell, born and bred.
Better give him a mention, actually. Ronnie Mitchell on guitar. You've got Aaron Byford and George Costa as well.
Yep. That's it.
The other boys. Will they be listening or they've got to work?
I'd imagine Ronnie's probably listening.
Yeah. Probably panicking.
George probably doesn't know we're on.
No. So do you guys have to work as well, or do you do music at the moment full time?
No, we've all got jobs as well at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm a hairdresser up in London. Ronnie works in advertising in Soho. Byford works at the Toby Carvery.
Yeah, somewhere near, yeah.
Yeah.
So does George, and you work around the corner, didn't you?
Yeah, I work around the corner, yeah.
Now, the album, that was a fantastic track, and it sounds absolutely brilliant. Where did you record it, and did you ever, were you like hands-on on the production and the engineering of it as well?
Yeah, we recorded the drums and bass down at EMI's publishing studios, just of Roughbone Place on Evelyn's Yard.
Yeah.
We've done drums and bass down there. That's where we've done most of the EP for the drums and the bass and a bit of acoustic guitar. And then we went back to the White Room where we practice. And there's a studio above there. A guy called Mark Topham's built a really nice studio out there. He's involved in the label as well.
Yeah.
And him and Scott recorded the rest of the EP up there, done the vocals and the guitars up there. Yeah.
It sounds quite well. Is it sort of digital? Do you use any tape at all? Have you gone back to an old style of?
It was all done digitally. Yeah. There was no tapes. We'd have loved to have done that, but
I've got an MTR. Oh, this is my chance now. I've got an MTR 90 machine from the studio. If anyone's interested.
Brilliant. There you go.
Yeah, can we get back onto tape? Fine. I don't know if you can buy the tapes anymore. You must be able to get them somewhere. Are you playing this year at the Brentwood Festival again?
Yes, we are apparently. Yeah, it's been. I see that it was on the posters and been announced and that.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what stage we're playing. It might be the second stage. I think we're playing the Saturday.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, which should be good.
It was really. I mean, it's a great event last year, and you did really brilliantly as well. Like live, is it something you had to really work on, or have you always sort of got together? I was saying to Bob, sometimes with bands, they can record and they sound one thing, and then you hear them live, and there's sometimes a disappointment. And you're really good live and good at recording. So did that gel straight away?
I think with us, we find live easier. I think sometimes because a lot of the we don't really, when you record, you obviously go and play with click tracks and stuff like that. And we don't really do that too much. So when we play live, we probably sound a little bit more, or we probably feel more comfortable doing that sort of like surrounding than when we go and do the recording side of stuff.
Yeah, I think when we started the band, me and Ronnie always wanted to be like at the top end of sort of a live band, because there's so many bands that you'd sort of listen to and they're great on record, and then you go and see them live and they've not really got it together as a live thing. And I mean, for the first 6 months of being in the band, we didn't even gig. We just got in 4 nights a week, sort of 6 nights till 4 in the morning, and just jammed and really got tight as a band. I think a lot of bands sort of miss the point of being that tight unit.
Yeah.
And that's probably why it's taken us so long to sort of get our first EP together, because we've just been working on this sort of sonic live show for so long.
Yeah.
That and now we feel ready that the songs are sort of, they represent the live show now.
Now the debut EP is coming out on the 15th of June, and you're launching you've got a gig launch at the launch of the album at the Seabright Arms in Bethnal Green on the 18th of June.
Next Thursday, yeah.
So how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it should be good. Yeah, it'll be really good. I think it's probably our first headline London show in the sense that we've put on ourselves. We've tend to sort of kept to local sort of club nights in London. But yeah, it should be good. Hopefully we should sell it out as well. Yeah. Should be a good night. We've got a great band with us, like a local band coming down to play with us called the Queensbury's.
Yep.
They're great. So it should be good. Yeah. It should be a really good night.
Now, the next track we're going to play is Soul Sucker. Tell us about this.
Soul Sucker.
Oh, you're looking at each other. Is this going to be something dodgy? I don't like the look of that.
It's an old blues song that me and Ronnie wrote about 4 years ago when we couldn't find any sort of band members at the time, and it was sort of meant to be a bit looking at the other scene that we was in at the time, and everyone sort of moaning about not being there and not making it, and it was just sort of go out and have a party, don't worry about all the other stuff, everyone's got to go to work and life is a bit crap sometimes, but go out and have a ball.
Here we go, here's Electric Child House, here's a Soul Sucker. Track as well from these guys on the radio, that's Electric Child House, and that song is Soul Sucker. We've got another track coming up from in a couple of minutes as well. Now I'm joined in the studio by Matt and Harry, who are in the band leaders. Make it sound like you're some sort of like big band in for a second, and the rest of you guys are not welcome anymore. They said they're doing a duo, so that's, you can listen to outside.
You'll get much out of them anyway.
Don't need other ones anyway. Yeah.
You've got a really good fan base in Essex, but you're playing all over the country. What other gigs have you got coming up over the next couple of months?
Well, at the moment we've got something. When are you going away? In October, aren't we?
We're
playing at the Oval Space.
Yeah,
we're playing with Toy and Carl Barrett and the Jackals at a festival called Hackney Wonderland. That'll be great. That's going to be a really good gig. Looking forward to that. We've got the EP launch obviously next week. We've got Brentwood Festival in July, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
then,
at the moment, we're just sort of waiting to confirm a few bits. I think we're going to play. Our mate Alan, who's been putting us on in London for years, wants to put us on his club night, Cherry Cola, again. Sort of when that moves over to Dalston, I think, which will be great. But yeah, just waiting and seeing. We're hopefully now that we've got the EP out, we're going to get back together with the label and sort of see if we can arrange getting out a bit further field and playing up north and places like that.
Yeah.
If people want to get hold of the album, have you got, because I looked for you on the web this morning, have you got a website yet, or is it kind of...
We haven't, that should be getting launched later this week, waiting to get the final bits and bobs.
And what would it be? Would it be electricchildhouse.com?
It would
be the best. So good your retinas will burn out.
Yeah, it'll be bankwide.com. No, it won't be. It'll be electricchildhouse.com, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, and whereabouts can people get the album if they want to order
it? It's going to be on iTunes. Yeah, iTunes available this Monday on label White Room. Yep. And then at some point in the next few months, we'll have vinyls to sell at the gigs as well, which will be exciting.
Excellent. That's what we want, vinyls. Yeah. Bob is like fainted outside now. He's getting pressed. That's it. Who did all the artwork? Have you got all artwork? Have you had all your, who's sort of.
Mr. Mitchell, Ronnie's sort of. Brains behind all of that.
He's
more because he wouldn't let anybody else.
It's his baby. We're really lucky to have two people in the band within Ronnie and Aaron that are really sort of passionate about that stuff, and we can leave Ronnie to sort of brand it all, as it were. So Ronnie done the artwork, built the website. Him and the guy called Jeremy directed the video together. We're really pleased with it,
and you're getting lots of hits on the video as well.
Two weeks and a day, and it's got over a couple of thousand views already, and hopefully that'll keep on being shared about and getting some more views.
It is really difficult. It's not difficult. To get music out there is quite easy now, but you've got to get the, whenever I've spoken to them, you've got to get the following, to get the record companies to actually back now. You've really got to get your, your fan base, your Facebook,
it all
Twitter.
Needs to be there.
Yeah, before you start.
We've been really lucky that, in the sense that Ollie, Mark, and Mark have decided to get up and do this label for us, label White Room. Because it's given us sort of a platform to release our stuff. Otherwise, we were going to have to sort of do it on our own. And I always think that maybe that goes against you. And it's a really credible thing they're doing down there, like the hub, the studio out in Raynham. It's an amazing place. I'd recommend it to sort of all local artists. It's amazing. Definitely.
What's it called again?
It's called the White Room Studios.
Whereabouts is it in Raynham? Is it not down the Jerpins? Not Jerpins Lane, not round there. No,
Lambs Lane North. Yeah, number one.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yes. Oh, it's only down the road from where I am, actually. Hmm. There we go. It's a nice little smart that down. I've been waiting for MTR 90, might be sending its way over there. Now, why did you call the album? I'll get this right. Gucci, Gucci, Goo. There we go. Not Gucci.
Gucci, Gucci,
that's
why
it, yeah.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Yeah, why?
Ronnie wanted it to be a bit 70s tongue in cheek. You know, a lot of bands sort of take themselves a bit too seriously when it comes to sort of that side of it. And he just wanted it to be something that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bit tongue in cheek, a bit Stones in the '70s, but yeah, not the faces.
We all had ideas, but they got mine was like staring back at my past through the looking glass.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But apparently that's too deep. I thought it was a fair reflection of the band, but
yeah, you know.
We settled on Gucci Gucci Goo, but
They never listen to the drum. No, I don't know why they just don't repeat. It's so rude.
He's got verbal diarrhea, this one.
Listen. Don't hate, appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. That's not very easy. That told you. You're going out, you've got the album launch, the album's coming out, you can get it on iTunes. But what are your inspirations, like bands that you've listened to that you kind of, you know, where you got your inspiration from to actually form the band in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, we're all kind of into the same sort of stuff. I mean, I've had a bit of an obsession with like bands like Led Zeppelin for quite a while. I think like Matt and Ronnie into bands like Jane's Addiction and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is what's quite good as well, is the people who have actually heard the songs have kind of said that they can tell our inspirations, but it doesn't actually sound like anybody directly. So.
Yeah.
But I suppose like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club are a massive influence on us, Pink Floyd, even stuff like The Verve and Oasis, Primal Scream, Stones, Sabbath.
It's a bit wide.
Yeah.
A bit of a wide.
I'm pointing, I'm just so rude on the radio. I'm pointing at Matt, your voice is, you've got a fantastic singing voice, but your speaking voice is really
Don't tell me.
What do you do? Do you like gargle with radio? Have you always had that voice? It's not through dirty smoking, is it?
No, I don't smoke, yeah, I'm clean.
I'm clean,
Yeah, I'm lucky. Sound like I've down my voice.
Is that a thing not to say, Harry? Is that like
his ego is big enough, it doesn't need. It doesn't need that.
No, he said, but he seems all right. He's not coming and sort of said, you know, where's my dressing room or anything.
You wait.
Okay. Harry calls himself Star Child.
No, I don't call myself
that. Oh, is that from the film The Galaxy?
The fans call me that. I don't know where. That's not me.
Yeah, well, you know, you once you get out there and you're doing, you know, you're doing all these top festivals and stuff, you don't have to talk
Harry's
to anybody
anymore.
Harry's
also writing a novel at the moment as well.
Really?
It's quite compelling. It's a compelling read.
Right.
But I'm waiting for a few people to publish it. But so far no one will read past the first like page and a half,
right? Because there is no more to it, is that what you're saying?
There's quite a lot.
Written more than a page and a half.
Yeah, it's the ramblings of a madman.
Any idea what you can't really say, because you'll nick the idea, won't they?
I wouldn't want to say
no.
One, because it probably... I couldn't possibly
no. Can you not even tone it down, sort of give us the title, give us an idea?
I don't think I could.
He just doesn't want to say anything. No,
it's good though.
Can you not tap it out in sort of like drums? Is what it would be? Is that possible?
What, using hands or like? Can I use?
You know, you do the.
Give yourself a noise as well.
Right. And then like you throw a bit of like German discotheque. A bit like.
You must be so proud, Matt. Do you want me to edit?
I'm the creative influence in this band.
I love it.
Oh, it's going
promote
well.
Madness.
Yeah, there we go. Now, you've got the album coming out, as I said, it's coming out on the 18th of June. If you want to get down, you can still get tickets to go, or is it free to go, or what for going up
tickets
to the album launch?
It's tickets, yeah. If you go onto the band's Facebook page, there'll be links to the event, and then you have to go through Label White Room's page, follow their tickets links, and it's up there.
Right.
So it's £8 a ticket.
Yeah, something like
three
that.
Three great bands are playing. Don't ask me about a third band because I'm not going to remember their name.
Just in case they're listening.
The Queensbury's are amazing. They blew my mind. Yeah, seeing for the first time live at the label launch. And
yeah, they're amazing.
They're a proper little outfit.
But not as good as you guys, obviously.
They bring the thunder.
What you're saying is they're not as good as you. But they are good, but not as good.
Yeah, well.
Be honest.
No, they're great. He intimidates you, little fat man, Tom. He's about 18 and he's the coolest little dude in the world.
Oh, don't you just hate it when people are really, really young? It's horrible. Makes me miserable. Anyway, that's cheered me up. Now, if you want to check the guys out on Twitter, it's ECH Music. The album's coming out, don't forget, on the 18th of June. You can download as well on iTunes. It's the debut album called...
Gucci Gucci Goo, 15th Monday.
And this song we're going to play is Plastic Rebellion. Give us a quick shout out about what this is about.
It's about a good friend of the band that's sort of been rolled a few times through music. He was working on a new music project that, and the girl just sort of went really south on him. And he came down and had a rant when we was writing this song. I decided that's what I was going to make it about. It's about, but you sort of, he was sort of saying his obsession is music. Even that keeps on burning him, he can't get away from it.
Excellent. Thanks very much to Matt and to Harry.
Thank you for having us.
So, Harry, why are you looking at me like it's a danger thing going on?
I've enjoyed your company.
There we go. That's
this is great. I'll come back tomorrow. I might start doing the lunchtime show with you.
Come in. I don't mind. Anytime you want to pop in, I'm here. Yeah, 5 days a week. Don't worry about it.
We'll bring our guitars next time.
Come in and do some live music. Here is Electric Child House, Plastic Rebellion. Get the EP. It's coming out soon. 18th of June on iTunes. See you later. Thanks, guys.
In the game of cat and mouse, been wandering around this field trying to find my way back out. Who would have thought the rebellion and love sick life?